Are you thinking about getting married anytime soon? Maybe you're engaged, maybe you're in a serious relationship, and you think this is the one. Are you under the age of 30? If you said yes to any of those questions, then you better not do anything until you watch the rest of this video. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, let's jump right in. Why do I say that? Let's face it, we live in different times now than our parents, our grandparents, when it comes to relationships, when it comes to longevity, when it comes to opportunities, and the world at large, really. So this video is gonna be about why I would say never, ever, ever, never should you get married before the age of 30. I know we're not supposed to use the word never, and I'm using it lightly. Never means almost never, right? Kind of like a guideline, a rule of thumb. Always, never. I know I say those even though I don't mean it all the time, but it's just to emphasize that the importance of it. And so why do we say that? Why 30? Okay, so it's a nice round number, of course, and usually somewhere between 20 and 30 is when we are gaining our independence, is when we are flying from the nest, we're in college, we've got a new job, we're starting a career, we're moving into a different city. Lots of changes are happening around us. We are holding on to relationships that we curated, that we nurtured, maybe since high school, maybe since college, maybe friends of the neighborhood. Whatever it is, we've got those relationships, and the reality is most of them, probably 80%+ of those relationships, will not last a lifetime. Why do I say that? Because life happens. People are moving, people choose different careers. Maybe some people do think they've evolved to the next step, and in that bracket, we sometimes feel that marriage is the next step in our evolution. We've been with this person for 5 years, for 7 years, or something, and we get to that intersection. Maybe an ultimatum. I hate that word, but sometimes there's an ultimatum in there where we've invested so much time, effort, and energy. We're comfortable with someone, and so we think that, well, I guess let's just get married, because we're getting pressure from our friends, pressure from our family, pressure from each other. Maybe we're living together already, or lots of different things are happening right about now. And so the next step is to get married. We get sick of answering the question of why we're waiting and what are we waiting for. And so most people will succumb to that, and they'll say, yeah, well, yes, we've gone down this road this far. So, and I love the old ultimatum, because it boils down to, okay, we've already invested this much time and energy, so we're either gonna get married or never see each other again. It's like, that doesn't make sense to me. That's like so out of whack. That's so disconnected. That's so out of balance. That's why I hate the ultimatum. Either you spend the rest of your life with me, or I never want to see you again. Great. Wow. Thank you very much. Let me think about that for a second. No? Like, really, who wants to answer that question? Why should anybody feel the right to ask that question? Like, seriously, ultimatums are awful, they're terrible, and I know women are notorious for being the one to offer ultimatums. However, I do have some guy friends that they have done the same thing. So it's not a gender thing. It's a emotional thing. It's a investment thing. It's a what are we doing thing. You know, it's a lot of those So it can happen from anybody. And I just don't think it's fair, right? I don't think it's fair that you say, well, because of this, we should do this. No, if that's the reason you're getting married for the wrong reason. And that's probably why divorce rates are so high. And you grow apart because you really never really knew why you loved the person that you loved, what you saw about them that makes you want to be with them for the next year, for the following year. Where are they headed? Where are you headed? So that's why we come full circle. In that age between 20 and 30, all of those decisions start to come into play. Your career, where are you living, what's important to you, where are you headed? And yeah, kids are a big component. Do you want kids? How many kids do you want? Are you going to be a stay-at-home mom, stay-at-home dad? Who's got the career? Who doesn't? So there's so many factors that happen in that decade that you never enter the 20s the same way that you exit them, right? So by the time you turn 21 and by the time you turn 30, you are a whole completely different person in your beliefs, in your priorities, in your expectations, you know, all of it. So it's like, why would you lock in some lifestyle, some partner, something you're comfortable with, lock it in for the rest of your life or what it's supposed to be? And when you know it's a moving target, right? It's like trying to catch a target and like, okay, yeah, I want to get married right there. And then you try and shoot the bullseye. And even if you do hit it, are you really happy? Are you really happy you hit it when you know it's going to keep moving? You know, you should be like, oh, psh, oh, I got it. Oh, shit, is that good or bad? I don't even know. Right? So that's why I say never get married before you're 30. Only because I say this is your time to explore. This is your time to, you know, sow your wild oats, you know, do crazy things, experiment in life, you know, try a little bit of everything, you know, be very adventurous, be experimental, you know, try different things to really understand what you like, what you don't like. So when you choose that partner, you're going to feel much more confident. You're not going to have any regrets. You're not going to have any resentment. You're not going to, you know, have any other ulterior motives other than the fact that I love you. I love everything about you. I love our conversation. I love where you're going. I love how you compliment me and my strengths are your weaknesses. And we also have similarities that are so awesome. And, you know, this doesn't feel like work, right? I know you have to work on your marriage or work in a relationship, but it should never have to feel like a job. You know what I mean? So sometimes we just think that that's how it's supposed to be because we see our friends and we hear their stories and they're complaining about each other and no one is exactly happy. So I guess I'm getting married with the expectations of it's not perfect. I shouldn't be happy. And that is what, you know, is the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? It's like you're emulating something that's not working. Why do you think it's going to be any different for you? Okay, so that's the reasons why not to get married. Of course, the children, I understand, especially for women, you know, you do have biological clocks, certain degree, and maybe you say, you know, I know a lot of women that would say, you know what, I want to have three kids. I want to have them all by the time I'm 30, and I want them to be 2 years apart. And so I'm 22, so that means I need to get married and pregnant by the time I'm 26, right? You have a game plan, you have an agenda, and God bless you. If that's you, good luck, and I hope that works for you. And some people are just in love with that picture, with that image, that that's what they want. That sometimes they are going to just pick and choose the person that's going to give them that, not necessarily the best partner for them. Does that make sense? Okay, so how are we going to prepare ourselves to get married at the right time with the right person? Great question. So during those 20s and as you're going through that whole process, your job is to understand yourself. That's why I say go do all this stuff. Live life, right? Be dangerous, be courageous, be reckless, if that's what it takes for you to really sow those wild oats, for you to have enough life experience to be able to tell the difference between I like this, I don't like this, this is pretty good, and I have experience these different partners, these different situations, these different relationships, these different expectations, and you have some knowledge, you have some value about yourself, number one, right? This is all about learning about yourself. This is all about what makes you tick. This is all about having self-confidence. This is all about awareness. And this is just so much about you loving you, understanding you to a highest level possible so that you can offer this to your partner someday. And you have the confidence to say, hi, this is who I am, this is what I believe, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, and this is everything about me, right? You know that for a fact, instead of you having to say, well, I think I like long walks on the beach, or I think I like this and this. No, don't think, no. Don't think, no. The only way you're gonna know is to experience life. So do it for yourself. Promise yourself that you're gonna experience life, and maybe you do it by the time you're 25 and you wanna get married, great. If you can accelerate the curve, you know, if you're an international person, if you, you know, have that kind of a family upbringing where you travel a lot and you have a great experiences and you gain all the knowledge you need, perfect. That's why I say almost never that you have to wait till you're 30. Because if you can accumulate all of the knowledge and the wealth of information that you need in order to be confident with yourself, what you have to offer, and the partner that you believe is going to complement you and create a long-lasting relationship, then by all means, go for it. I'm just saying sometimes it takes people longer than others, and maybe even 35, maybe even 40. Hell, I was 46 by the time I got married. So I waited almost twice as long as I should. And guess what? I knew exactly what I liked, what I didn't like. I went through a period of time where I was like, oh, maybe I'm gonna get married, maybe I'm not gonna get married. And I was okay with either one. You know, when I found the right person at the right time, it's all about timing, it's the right person. You know, it was great. We got married really quickly. You know, we have a couple of boys, which is I always wanted. So, you know, things happen differently for everybody. So that's all I'm saying. Be true to yourself. Really give yourself, first you have to marry yourself before you can marry anyone else. What do I mean by that? Love yourself, marry yourself, get to know yourself intimately so that then you can offer that to another person. All right, that's all I got for you. Hope you found it useful, and go out there and make it a great day. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.